With Hashem's loving grace, Bezat Hashem, welcome to Emunah Beams with your host, Rabbi Lazer Broody. Today's episode is entitled The Emunah Baby. I usually don't like to share my personal life, but this is a mitzvah to tell this story, because just this past Shabbat, I was the tzaddik at the bris of a new grandson, the son of my oldest son, Ben Sion, Rabbi Ben Sion Broody. And the story behind this baby's birth that I didn't even know. My son told me at the bris, he said when his wife, Rachel, was 7 months expecting, they went for a standard checkup. At the obstetrician, the doctor said, something is terribly wrong with that baby. So what's the matter? He said that baby has the development of a 2-month-old embryo. And this was already in the 7th month of pregnancy. And the doctor was hinting that the best that they abort even at this stage. Well, my daughter-in-law was beside herself, but my son, who's very strong in Emunah, Baruch Hashem, Hashem bless him, he looked the doctor in the eye and he says, doctor, we're believing Jews. Whatever Hashem sends, that's fine for us. And they left the doctor's office. Well, it took a lot of Emunah encouragement to pick his wife's spirits up, but yet this past Shabbat, a beautiful 7.5-pound baby boy entered into the covenant of Avraham Avinu. There's so many stories like this. I'll share another story with you. It happened with me personally when a family that's close to me from Tiberias, they called me up frantically and they said that they had just been to the obstetrician again and they went to an ultrasound and the doctor told them that the wife is about to give birth to a monster with 2 heads. And it was about halfway through the pregnancy, about in the middle of the 5th month. And they asked me what to do. And I said, well, there's no such monster. And I'm sure Hashem will take care of a wonderful family. Hashem will do everything for the best. Hold on with Emunah. Well, ultimately, even the wife went through a few difficult months of worry. But they had to strengthen themselves very much in Emunah. That's the only thing they had to turn to. But in the 9th month, they gave birth to beautiful twin baby girls with blue eyes. So what the doctor saw in the ultrasound was 2 heads, but the shoulder of one of the embryos was blocking the shoulder of the other. So the doctors decided it was a monster. But the doctors don't run the world. Before I made today's podcast, I asked for my son's permission. I also asked the Militzer Rebbe if we should talk about these things. The Militzer Rebbe said it's a tremendous mitzvah because things like this happen every day where people go to the doctors and they tell people to abort and they make mistakes more times than not. And oftentimes imagine if these beautiful babies were aborted, it would really be taking lives that we see and beautiful, healthy children came into the world. So if you hear something like that, first of all, don't listen to the doctors. Go to your rabbi, your spiritual guide, and ask what you should do. Ask how to strengthen yourself. And with Emunah, you certainly have an Emunah baby that's going to be healthy and happy and bring joy to parents, the community, and to all the Jewish people and all of humanity. So much nachas from all your children, the ones here, and on the ones on the way. Amen.